This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Is coriander a yay or a nay?
Well, let's find out from Sue Yench. She's the Zoo Victoria's Animal Behaviour Research Specialist. How does that correlate with coriander?
Well, I know. So with a brand new giant garden full of aromatic plants and herbs, Werribee Zoo are introducing and recording the captivating sensory and cognitive challenges for the animals, sparking an array of fascinating and curious behaviours. So we do have Sue on the line with us from Werribee Open Range Zoo.
Hiya, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Good morning, Rach and Dean. How are you?
Good.
So tell me about the aromatic. So is the plants getting the animals off, is it, or something? What's the deal?
Good question. Well, some may. We use catnip for some of our cat species.
Yes.
So for servals, has anyone got a cat at home?
I put catnip into the stuffed toy and the cat, yeah, cat goes berserk and we just sit around laughing.
Yeah, so it's wonderful to be able to, for the zookeepers out at Werribee, to also provide those opportunities for our lions and our servals and our cheetah who respond in a similar way.
That is hilarious. Okay, I know I love a chimichurri. I love a good fragrant pesto. But whose idea was it to introduce these delicious herbs to zoo animals?
Well, it's was a idea between our horticulturalist team. So we have a fabulous horticultural team member who has seen things like those that you may have experienced with your pet cat at home, and then also the amazing zookeepers there who know that those opportunities will be equally enjoyed by the animals at Werribee Open Range Zoo. So they put their heads together and built this fabulous garden that they can now use. They can go out and pick whenever they want and provide it to the animals out there.
So do the animals, Sue, go into the garden, or does the garden go to the animals?
Oh, the only samples of the garden go to the animals.
Ah.
I think if we had it the other way around, the garden wouldn't last very long, especially with a giraffe, you could imagine.
Well, I hope you've got a good fence around it as well, because I know from childhood experience, we had animals break down our back fence to get to our garden one time. So, you know,
really?
Yeah, animals, they love a scented thing. How have the animals been reacting to all the new herbs and aromatic plants?
Well, we've been able to see the individual differences between the giraffe or the camel. Some have loved the coriander, some have not liked the coriander, like all of us. We also see a phlegmon response. So phlegmon response is where animals actually block the smell of the scent in their nose and they hold onto it for a little while and get a really good taste of it. So have you ever seen an animal,
wow,
like a horse, lift its lip up and hold their head in the air?
Oh, like Mr. Ed. Like Mr. Ed.
Yeah,
oh,
like Mr.
Oh,
Ed.
Oh, Wilbur. You wouldn't know that show, would you?
No idea.
All right.
I know what you're talking about, Dean.
Hey,
as
an animal behaviour specialist, are you like an animal psych, Sue?
I guess in loose terms you could say that.
If the lion is depressed, you go, oh, I need to talk to Sue.
Yes, well, I'm not Dr. Doolittle, though, so I'm not very good at talking to them, but I'm able to pull together pieces of information about the behaviour that they're doing and working with other experts to see if we can help them out. But in this case, also helping to work out what they like and don't like from a herb perspective.
Yeah, so if you were working with the horticulturalists and you're like, okay, so some of the animals are looking a bit sad, here's a herb that might make them happy. Is there stuff like, not Deeksy, go away.
Sorry.
Is there stuff like that in the gardens that you can give to the animals that, other than catnip, that, you know, might bring some
good coriander, man.
Well, we need to think about the kind of the effect that the herbs are going to have for sure. So we always work closely with the vets to make sure that they're safe to give to the animals. But then also the herbs work in principle similar to the way that they do for us. So we do know that lavender and chamomile can be more relaxing.
Yeah.
And things like mint and rosemary can be more stimulating. So we are mindful of that about when we give them to the animals. We don't want to give them mint all the time and for them to be overstimulated. So there are things like that. I think one of the things that surprises us or that might surprise others is chili is something that definitely tastes like it does for us, for some animals, but birds actually love chilies. Our parrot species.
Oh, and really?
It's more like capsicum or something really sweet and delicious for them, so they don't actually taste the chili part at all.
Is this like a world first, or are we just following a trend?
No, it's not a world first, but it's something that we don't commonly know. I think we quite often think all animals experience flavors and taste similar to us, but each of them have different taste buds and the way that they process those. So it's just a little secret about parrots not many people know.
Now, before we let you go, is there anything that we've learnt from this program that maybe we could implement in our own backyards?
Ooh. As much as knowing that herbs can be enriching for your pets at home is one thing to consider, but also in the planting of gardens, we've also seen a lot more pollinators come into the garden, and that's always a great thing to see for kind of all creatures, yes, great and small. So planting up some of those herbs and actually letting them go to flower so that the pollinators will come in is always another treat that you can get by planting herbs in the garden.
Well, I'm very jealous of you, Sue, being able to interact with those wonderful animals every day. It must be an absolute gift.
It is. I pinch myself every day.
Sue Yench, thank you so much for joining us and having a chat about this incredible herb garden at Werribee Open Range Zoo. We will hopefully speak to you again in the new year.
Yes, hope so. Happy New Year and have a great holiday.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.